Lies and lethargies police the world in its periods of peace. What pain taught is soon forgotten. We celebrate what ought to happen as if it were done, are blinded by our boasts. Then back they come, the fears that we fear. We fall asleep only to meet the idiot children of our revels and wrongs. For rouge they appear, reluctant, look behinds, loitering through the mooing gate, menacing or smiling. Nocturnal trivia, torts and dramas, wrecks, arrivals, rose bushes, armies, leopards and laughs, alarming growths of molds and monsters on memories, stuffed with dead man's doodles, dossiers written in lost lingos, too long an account to take out in trade, no time either since we wake up. We are warm, our active universe is young, yet we shiver. For athwart our thinking, the threat looms, huge and awful as the hump of Saturn over modest Mimas, of more deaths and worse wars, a winter of distaste to last a lifetime. Our lips are dry, our knees numb, the enormous disappointment with a smiling sigh softly flings her indolent apron over our lives and sits down on our day, damning us on our present purpose. The past weighs heavy as Alps, for the absent are never misled or lost. As lawyers define the grammar of our grief, there are ghosts rise, hanged or headless, hosts who disputed with good governors, their guilty flesh wrecked and raving, but unreconciled. The punished people to pass sentence on the jolly and just, and joining these come worse warlocks, the wailing infants who know now they will never be born, refuse the future. Our failings give, their resentment sees in. Our Zion is a doomed Sodom, dancing its heart out to treacly tunes, a tired Gomorrah, infatuated with her former self, whose dear dreams, though they dominate still, are formal facts which refresh no more.